The following presentation is a production of Capella University and is not intended for commercial use.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Education Matters podcast. I want to start by saying thanks to everybody who's taken the time to listen to the podcast and has given us some support on it. And I'm having a fun time doing it, so we're going to keep going. And we've got a really cool episode today. I had a conversation with Tabitha Jamison, who's one of the first FlexPath graduates from Capella. FlexPath is an innovative program that Capella has started in partnership and with the support of the Department of Education and the Higher Learning Commission, our accreditor. And it is a self-paced, competency-based degree, and it's getting a lot of attention, and it makes a ton of sense for working adults. And Tabitha is one of them. The best days for me at Capella are when I feel like we are making a difference in higher education and changing people's lives. And Tabitha is a real life example of that. And we're going to have more conversations coming up with FlexPath graduates. But this was a really special conversation with Tabitha. And I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoyed having the conversation and getting to know Tabitha. So here we go. We are trying to kind of tell the FlexPath story, and now that we're getting some graduates out of the program, how we want to do that is by telling their stories. And one way that we're starting to do it, we're just beginning, is these podcasts. What we wanted to do is just visit a little bit and hear your story to the extent that you're comfortable with it. Just have a conversation and then share that with other people who might be thinking about FlexPath, or just as importantly, people who are in the FlexPath program now and might need a little bit of inspiration to keep pushing through. Does that kind of make sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I'm really excited about this conversation. We're talking to Tabitha Jamison. Good morning, Tabitha.
Hi, good morning.
Coming from beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, I imagine it's a little bit nicer there than it is in Minneapolis.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've been out, you said you're out riding your bike, right?
Yeah.
Motorcycle?
Absolutely. Honda VTX 1300. You better believe it.
Where do you take it?
Well, we have a lot of back roads, so I'll do back road riding, which is beautiful to see the countryside. I'm originally born and raised in Chicago, so coming from the city, I almost feel like the Green Acre girl, you know. So I'm out exploring things and looking around, and life is just fabulous and grand. And now that I have this time after completing my degree, yay.
Yeah.
I can kind of do some of those things I really like doing.
That's awesome. Well, that's the story that I wanted to hear. We're doing these podcasts and talking to some FlexPath graduates about the FlexPath program and why it was a good fit for them and advice they'd have for current FlexPath learners. And that's the conversation that I want to have with you. But before we get into that, I'm just interested in hearing your story. I know a little bit about it, and I'm just really excited to hear it from you and have others hear about it. Let's start with, you're from Chicago. What is the road that took you from Chicago down to Charlotte?
Well, I ended up transferring jobs in 2000 from Chicago, Illinois to Columbus, Ohio. And there I worked for an organization in which, during the time we had 9/11, had gone through some difficulties and a lot of employees were laid off. And during that time, I ended up applying for other jobs, and that's where my journey started with picking back up my educational career because of the fact that I got found that I didn't have my high school diploma. So from Columbus, Ohio, when I went to apply for a job at a major industry, and they discovered that, you know, I didn't have all my credits needed, at 39 years old, I found myself finally having to settle to go get my diploma. And again, that's where my journey started.
That's one of the best parts about this job for me. So Capella is, our mission is providing access to high quality online learning for adults. And the story of an adult who at 39 went back and got her GED is a powerful one. What were some of the challenges? You're sitting there in Columbus at 39. How do you think about overcoming the obstacles of going back to get a GED? That had to seem like a fairly large task in front of you.
It was. For so long, I hadn't masked being able to put myself together. It was sort of well presented and felt that, you know, hey, who needs a degree? And, you know, I just kind of was a self-learner starting at that point. However, when it came time for me to go and get my GED, it felt very awkward. Here I was in the classroom with persons, of course, younger than myself, and had not any clue on most of the criteria or the work that was being presented. It was very difficult, it was almost at a point where as I wanted to make a decision just to find ways to continue to avoid getting that accomplished. And, you know, at times, you know, I felt a little embarrassing because I'm feeling as if, hey, you know, I'm kind of old now. You know, I'm 39, of course, isn't old. But, you know, I was able to overcome those obstacles by just looking towards what it is that I wanted to do in life. I had two children. One was off to college. Another was in high school, and I was a teen mom, and enough was enough. And I knew for my long-term goal that this was going to be part of the journey that I needed to complete.
That is tremendous. So you get the GED, and where mm-hmm. did that take you in your career from there?
So I passed the GED on the first time after spending 8 months in a course to prepare me for the GED. And I completed, I believe, like May of 2006. And by June 2006, I enrolled in a local community college, and I just kept it going.
Talk about that experience, the community college experience and the experience of an adult learner kind of trying to find her way through the system to get that bachelor's degree.
Okay, well, yeah. I ended up going to, again, a local community college, and which at that time, again, now I'm still unemployed, and I'm looking to get acclimated in the working industry in a new city that I moved to from a transfer from Chicago. And so it was a little difficult and challenging to stay focused because I had to really keep my mind away from what had happened and where, you know, the journey and the pathway that I had taken and all the woe is me. I now had stepped into the era of starting this accomplishment, and I had to see it through. And I tell you, had it not been for the TRIO program, which was offered at this community college, I think it would have been even more difficult because there it gave me an opportunity to be transparent as an older adult, to speak to someone at my level at that point to help me get through and understand how coming back to school would be and being able to come there for any challenges that I've had and trying to get acclimated with this new setting. And things just really began to take off. I started out in a degree as a paralegal, and I pretty much was at the point of completing the associate degree. However, I did not want to stop there. I knew if I stopped just to get the associate degree, it was just going to be enough paper for me to say, hey, I think I can re-enter into the workforce and maybe get a clerk job or something. But at that point in time, I felt so empowered. And so I just began then to enter into what was called a bridging program. And that was a pathway I took on my way to my bachelor's degree. However, I had to have a 2-year break due to personal situation that happened in my family. And from there, back in 2011, I ended up moving here to Charlotte. And by that time, I picked up the tools for completing my bachelor's degree. Started off looking at Capella, never heard of it, never heard of it.
We're trying to fix that.
I know, you know, and it's so funny because I looked at Capella first before I went through, sorry to say, 5 institutions, and I literally completed 1/4 or semester of each of those only to come back to Capella. And I never had given you a chance. You know, it was, I think a lot of times with especially the way that our world is at this time, we are name brand. We're more so into thinking that something that is shiny is the best thing for us to have when everything that glimmers isn't glamour. And so, you know, a lot of the commercialism that I was getting out of some of the institutions and not really holding up to what they said that they would do as far as the classroom setting. And now by this time, I'm an adult in my middle 40s, and it was a struggle. It was a struggle to get what I was needing, and I didn't think that at this point in my life, I was ready to take on a struggle. There had to be an easier and softer way, and I found myself in May of 2012 coming back to Capella after I had a year residency here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's where I started with Capella.
Let's talk a little bit about the FlexPath program. And so for our listeners, we've kind of explained a little bit about what the FlexPath program is. But I have a few different questions. This is a new innovative program that's just been made possible by the Department of Education. How did you find yourself in a position where you were willing to take a risk on something that was so new?
Well, you know, I had saw your FlexPath commercial. Mm-hmm. And the commercial itself was very inviting because it spoke clear to the competency models in which were specific for working adults, for industries that you're working in. And with that, I became more intrigued to finding or completing my bachelor's degree with Capella based on the fact that I was also going to get what I needed to strengthen myself in the workforce. And so that was very inviting and exciting for me to explore further instead of just having that traditional atmosphere of just coursework learning. Mm-hmm.
When you were in the program, how did you find it? What worked well for you, and were there hard parts and frustrations and stuff that wasn't great for you?
Well, what worked well for me in the beginning is that everyone had a part at Capella to play in my success, right down from the initial interview to the advisor that was given for the traditional program to the introduction of meeting with a FlexPath advisor. So everyone was focused on the single goal that I was looking to accomplish after finding out what it is that I wanted. You guys were very concerned about me. Now, again, I've been to a few schools, and I tell you, no one has taken that much time in spending with me to find out what it is that I was looking to do and even helping me define some of those things. I mean, just because I was a middle-aged adult didn't mean that I actually knew exactly the pathway that I wanted to take, because there was really a lot that's out there for me. And what was difficult for me in the FlexPath course, of course, is a self-learning course, was experiencing some things or taking on some courses in which I had not a clue on.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew that this was going to be a failure for me. Financial management, I'm thinking like, okay, what is a financial management? But I was equipped with everything I need to get through that course. I had access to the smart thinking tutors that are available. I also had access to the Capella tutors. And I also was given a wealth of information of online tools I could use, certain YouTube tutorials that could assist me as well. So I got a lot of help, more than what I could have imagined.
For the 700 plus folks in FlexPath now and the others who are going to come in, I think what we can say is this isn't a program that'll work for everybody. It is for people who have a lot of grit and determination, and for whom that self-paced model, you have to match that self-paced with determination, because if you don't have the determination, the pace isn't going to be very fast. What advice do you have for people going through that model today about how you can get up every day and find that determination that you need to keep going and pushing through in a self-paced program like this?
Sure. So I'll tell you what I tell my daughter, who upon my completion was so excited, had just enrolled into Capella, and she'll be entering the FlexPath program after she completes her first course.
That's really exciting.
So I'm really excited about that. And she's only 12 credits away from completing her bachelor's degree.
Good for her.
So that's really exciting. So with that, she saw a lot of what I did. You know, with working, I had a very strenuous job. I work in a rather large financial industry. I'm an executive assistant managing two managers. I worked after five most of the time. And it was a lot to do with having to manage my time. Now, I must tell you, I knew nothing of time management until I entered into Capella, because it definitely made me have some sort of accountability for my time. Yeah. That's one of the things that I would definitely suggest, that time management be the first priority. And second, that you have to just decide what is it that you want to do. I think what was great about this course is that I had quite a few credits I needed to complete. I got a scope of the overall plan and the time frame in which it could be completed. And I was motivated by the time in which I knew I could graduate. And so with that, I just didn't want to give myself any room to not meet those goals. However, life happens and things happen, and I did not make the mark to graduate with the class here in the summer.
Yep.
But it did not stop me from pursuing the fall graduation. But it really took me to buckle down and set a schedule for myself and constantly just let myself know that I can do it. I'm not set up for failure. There's too many folks here to help me, and if I don't open my mouth and ask for help, I will fail then.
That's tremendous. And you did meet that goal, and you've graduated, and you're going to be at our commencement in Washington, D.C. Talk about what that's going to mean, that commencement, that ceremony, that culmination of getting that degree.
Wow. So both of my parents are deceased, and none of them have their degree. I'm the only one in my immediate family, even amongst my two younger siblings, who will be completing a degree. And on my father's side of the family, I'm the only one completing a degree. And so it's funny because my uncles, who are all in their 60s and aunts who are in their 60s and 70s, pretty much treat me like I'm this 20-year-old graduating from college. And so, you know, I had a lot of times of them cheering me on, telling me how proud they were of me. And it felt so good. It was my motivation. And to see myself walk that stage for what I 10 years ago couldn't see.
Yep.
I couldn't see it at all. So I'm very humbled by the opportunity that was afforded me after I went around so many circles that once I settled and got into the course and got a serious mindset upon the goal that I wanted to reach, I was able to reach that. And in 18 months, I completed my bachelor's degree.
That's remarkable.
Which initially was over 2 years.
That's just great.
That it would have taken me.
As the degree, as kind of a symbol of learning, but also the FlexPath model where you can identify the competencies that make up and form the degree. Has that had an impact in your career?
Absolutely. Yeah. Not just my career, but also even in my personal life. So with my career, my manager, whom I went to tell, you know, all about what I'm doing, he shared with me ahead of time that he had already been following. Of course, we had a tuition reimbursement program, and my grades would come through for his approval. And when he shared with me that he was so proud of me and that he found me to be one of the hardest working persons that he has met in a long time, that really touched my heart. And he has always shared with me when I look to have other opportunities outside of my role, he has just shared, just get your degree completed, get your degree completed. It will help you a great deal. And so thus far, of course, I've had my review recently.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get that 4 I wanted, but I definitely got some wonderful comments and wonderful accolades. I've had an opportunity to now move into another area. I am working as a business analyst, a junior business analyst. And because of what I've learned at Capella, it has exposed me to some of the acronyms of business in which I can make sense of those things that I am working in and presented with. So it is shown when I'm able to independently take on tasks with little to no supervision.
This is just great, Tabitha. What's next for you?
Well, what's next for me? So I'm almost wanting to say I'm going to come back to Capella and complete another degree. It's almost like I'm hungry for it, you know? Although when I graduated, I was like, that's it. No, don't even ask me how to spell anything. I didn't want to I didn't want to do anything but take a break. Honest to goodness, I didn't. However, my daughter and I have been just kind of talking, and she reminded me how I shared that I was going to get my PhD one day. And she's talking about her doctorate, and so, you know, a little competitive there. So the world is really our oyster as far as going further in our degree. I haven't settled on it just yet, but if I do, you better best believe it will be Capella, and it will be the FlexPath program.
Well, Tabitha, you've just made my day, and so thank you for sharing it with us. I'm so pumped up about you and what you have going on, and I think what's so neat about it is I don't think, in one sense, your story is tremendously unique, and it's unique to you, and finding this kind of grit and determination and perseverance is just a really special thing. But the challenges you've faced as an adult learner of life getting in the way and the opportunity and the empowerment that education provides is not unique. I think that's relatable to everybody. It's relatable to your daughter. And to hear your story is just a really great moving thing.
Absolutely.
So let's find each other at commencement. I want to give you a hug.
I definitely will. I'll be the shy one walking around.
We'll find you. All right, Tabitha, thank you for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you guys are so welcome. And hey, thank you. I really appreciate you asking.
Take care. Best of luck to you.
Best of luck to you guys as well.
This presentation has been brought to you by Capella University and may not be redistributed or used for any commercial purpose without the expressed written consent of Capella University.